Hi and welcome to Recap Revision. This episode is going to be about waves. All waves carry energy and information. For example, sound waves allow us to hear, and electromagnetic waves let us see and enable communications. We study waves on water and on ropes or springs, so that we apply that understanding to sound and electromagnetic waves that we cannot see. Ripples in water are examples of waves. When something lands in a pond, you'll see the water ripples spreading out. They give us information about where the stone has landed. The energy is transmitted through the water, but the water itself does not move outwards. A transverse wave is one in which the vibrations causing a wave are at right angles to the direction of energy transfer. A slinky can be used to show this. If a slinky is moved from side to side, and the energy is transmitted along the spring, electromagnetic waves, including light, are transverse waves. A longitudinal wave is one in which the vibration causing the wave is parallel to the direction of energy transfer. Once again, a slinky can be used to show this. Energy is transmitted along the slinky when it is pushed backwards and forwards. In some places, coils are pushed together. These are called compressions. In other places, the coils are pulled apart. These are called rarefactions. Sound waves are examples of longitudinal waves. You will also need to know about the properties of waves. The amplitude is the distance from a wave peak to the middle, or from a wave trough to the middle. The wavelength is the distance between two adjacent peaks, or two adjacent troughs. The frequency of a wave is the number of complete waves produced per second. This is measured in hertz, or for abbreviation, Hz. Large frequencies are measured in kilohertz, or megahertz. The period of a wave is the time taken to produce one wave, and this can be calculated using the equation period equals 1 divided by frequency. The wave speed is the speed at which energy is transferred or the wave moves through a medium. All waves will obey the equation wave speed equals frequency times wavelength. To measure the speed of sound, you should use the equation speed equals distance over time. However, in measuring the speed of sound, remember that the sound has to go to the boundary and back, so the distance travelled is double. For example, if the distance between someone clapping their hands and a building is 100 metres, for hearing the echo, the distance using the equation should be 200 metres. You'll need to know about required practical 8. The first part is investigating waves in a ripple tank. A ripple tank is set up and the wave generator is attached to a variable frequency supply. Then, as the wave generator is turned on, the pattern can be photographed using a mobile phone directly above. Then the wave speed can be worked out by using the total distance between the wave generator and the edge of the ripple tank and the number of wave peaks. The second part of the practical is waves in a stretched spring. A slinky is stretched along a bench with a certain length, and one end is fixed. Then the end is moved from side to side or up and down so that one wavelength fits into the spring length. Then the time can be measured for 10 complete oscillations. Then the time period can be worked out by using the total time and the number of oscillations. Once you have the time period, the frequency can be worked out using the frequency equation. Then once you have the frequency and the wavelength, the wave speed equation can be used to work out the wave speed. You can check your result by using a second experiment. Both ends of the slinky are now fixed, and a wave pulse is produced by pulling the slinky to one side and letting it go. Then the speed equals distance over time equation can be used again here. But the value for distance is the distance for the pulse to go up and down the slinky twice. We can use the example of the ripple tank to show waves travelling from one medium to another, in this case, deep water to shallow water. The waves travel more slowly in shallow water, but the frequency of the waves stays the same. Therefore, due to the wave speed equation, which is wave speed equals frequency times wavelength, the wavelength reduces in shallow water as the speed reduces. You'll need to know about reflection diagrams, specifically about how to draw them. There are several features in this diagram. One of them is the normal line, which is a line drawn at 90 degrees to a surface where waves are incident. The angle of incidence is the angle between the incident ray and the normal. The angle of reflection is the angle between the reflected ray and the normal. Also on the diagram is the incident ray, the reflected ray, the ray box or source, and a mirror. The rule of reflection is the angle of incidence equals the angle of reflection. The rule of reflection holds for all waves, including sound and water waves. A mirror reflects nearly all the light that is incident on it. Some other surfaces either transmit or absorb light. A medium that transmits light allows the light to pass through it. A medium that absorbs light does not allow the light to pass through. Some surfaces absorb light. A room painted with dark paint is darker than a room painted with white paint, as the dark paint absorbs the light. The word absorption and transmission refer to all types of waves. For example, some surfaces absorb sound, while others allow sound to pass through. Sound waves can travel through gases, liquids, and solids. For example, when a tuning fork vibrates, it sets up compressions and rarefactions in the air. These are sound waves. The compressions and rarefactions also set our eardrums in motion. The vibrations of the eardrum, in turn, set up vibrations in bones, which is how we detect sounds. However, the conversion of sound waves to vibrations of solids works over a limited frequency range. This restricts the limits of human hearing. We can hear sounds only in the frequency range of 20 Hz to 20,000 Hz. Ultrasound waves are sound waves with a frequency above 20 kHz. These frequencies are outside our hearing range. Very high frequency ultrasound waves are used to scan our bodies. At each surface, some waves are reflected and some waves are transmitted. A computer can be used to build up a picture, using the intensity and timing of the reflected waves, or echoes. Ultrasound scanning is safe for patients and is used for fetal scanning. Also, ships use narrow beams of ultrasound to look for fish, for navigation, and naval ships can look for submarines. The depth of an object can be determined from the time it takes for the echo of the sound to return. Seismic waves are produced by earthquakes. These waves transmit energy and also give us information about the structure of the Earth. Seismic waves consist of P waves and S waves. P waves are longitudinal seismic waves. These waves travel at different speeds through solid and liquid rock. S waves are transverse seismic waves. These waves can only travel through solid rock, not through liquid rock. The fact that S waves cannot travel through liquid rock allowed scientists to determine that the Earth has a solid outer layer, called the mantle, the Earth has a liquid outer core, and that further measurements show that the Earth has a solid inner core. Electromagnetic waves are transverse waves that transfer energy from the source to an absorber. They form a continuous spectrum with wavelength varying from 10 to the minus 12 meters to over a kilometer. Electromagnetic waves are grouped by wavelength. These groups are radio, microwave, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays. They all have the properties including they are transverse, they transfer energy from one place to another, they obey the wave speed equation, they travel through a vacuum, and they all travel at the same speed in a vacuum, 300 million meters per second. You'll need to know the order of these waves. At one end you have radio waves, with the longest wavelength but the lowest frequency, and at the other end, gamma rays, with the shortest wavelength but the highest frequency. Different substances absorb, transmit, refract or reflect electromagnetic waves in ways that vary with wavelength. We see different colours. A green shirt reflects green light, but absorbs all other colours. A polished metal surface reflects wavelengths of electromagnetic waves from radio waves to UV, but X-rays and gamma rays are transmitted by thin metal plates. Food is cooked in a microwave oven. The wavelength of microwaves is carefully chosen so that they are absorbed by water. When a wave is transmitted from one medium to another, the transmitted wave changes direction. This is called refraction. All types of waves, including light and sound, refract when they travel from one medium to another. Light is refracted when it enters and leaves glass or water, because the speed of light is greater in air than it is in glass or water. Light bends towards the normal line when it enters glass, and away from the normal when it travels from glass into air. All waves show refraction. For example, seismic waves refract as they travel from the mantle to the outer core. They bend towards the normal because the waves travel faster in the mantle than the core. Also, water waves are refracted when they travel from deep water to shallow water. Here, the waves slow down and become shorter in wavelength and change direction. You'll need to know about required practical 9, and the first part of the practical involves investigating the reflection of light. Here's the method. Using a support, set a plane mirror upright on a large piece of paper. Draw a line along the front of the mirror, and then use a ray box to shine an instant ray on the mirror. Mark the positions of the instant and reflected rays. Remove the mirror and carefully draw in the instant and reflected rays, as well as the normal line. Then you can use a protractor to measure the angles. Analyze the results to find the relationship between the angle of incidence and the angle of reflection. The second part of the practical involves the refraction of light. Place a block of glass onto a large piece of paper and draw around the block. Shine a ray at the glass. You can call it AB, for example. This is the incident ray. Then carefully mark on the paper the ray AB and then the ray which emerges from the glass block. You can call this CD. Then lift up the block and draw in the two normal lines for each ray, and then the ray BC which goes through the glass block. Now measure the angle of incidence and the angle of refraction. Then you can repeat for different angles and get a table of values, and then draw a graph of the angle of incidence against the angle of refraction to find out the relationship. Radio waves and microwaves are transmitted and received. A high frequency alternating potential difference causes electrons to oscillate in the transmitting aerial. That is when an electromagnetic wave is emitted. The energy in the wave is carried by electric and magnetic fields. This is a transverse wave because the oscillations are at right angles to the energy transfer. The radio waves are absorbed by the receiving aerial. They create an alternating current with the same frequency as the radio wave itself, so radio waves induce oscillations in an electrical circuit. Radio waves also carry information that we hear and see on televisions. Electromagnetic waves of wavelengths in the infrared to X-ray range are produced by changes in atoms. Gamma rays originate from changes in the nucleus of an atom. UV waves, X-rays and gamma rays can be hazardous to humans. UV waves can cause skin to age prematurely and increase the risk of skin cancer. UV waves from the sun cause sun tanning. X-rays and gamma rays are ionizing radiations that can cause the mutation of genes and cancer. Radiation doses are measured in sieverts. The dose is a measure of the risk to us. Sunburn is caused by infrared radiation. Electromagnetic waves have many practical applications. Radio waves are used to transmit radio and TV signals. Long wavelengths are suitable for transmissions around the Earth's surface. Microwaves are used for satellite communications and cooking. A narrow beam of microwaves is suitable for directing towards satellites. Some microwaves have the correct wavelength to be absorbed by water, thus allowing food to cook. infrared radiation produces a heating effect, so we use infrared waves in electric heaters and in ovens for cooking. Warm objects also emit infrared waves, so an infrared camera allows us to see things at night. Infrared waves are also used in remote controls. We use visible light all the time to see. Light, or infrared, is also used in fibre optic communications. Fibre optic links are widely used in telecommunications. Some substances can absorb UV radiation and then emit the energy as visible light. This is called fluorescence. This principle is used in some energy efficient lamps. Fluorescence also has applications in crime solving. Possessions can be marked with an invisible fluorescent spray, which can be seen in UV light. X-rays and gamma rays can penetrate our bodies and can be used in medical imaging. Gamma rays and also X-rays can be used in medical treatment. These radiations can be hazardous to our bodies, but they can also be used effectively to destroy cancerous tissue. You will need to know about required practical 10, investigating the emission of infrared radiation from different surfaces. One apparatus to use involves a Leslie cube. It is filled with hot water. The infrared detector is placed close to each face to detect how much radiation is emitted from each surface. It is made a fair test by keeping the detector the same distance from each face. The investigation shows that dull black surfaces are good emitters and shiny or white surfaces are poor emitters of infrared radiation. We can also investigate which type of surfaces are good absorbers of radiation. Two marbles can be stuck with wax onto two metal sheets. One sheet has a dull black surface facing the electric heater. The other sheet has a shiny metallic surface facing the heater. The marble falls quickly from the side with a dull black surface. This shows that the dull black surfaces are good absorbers and the shiny or white surfaces are poor absorbers of infrared radiation. A lens forms an image by refracting light. There are two types of lens, a convex or converging lens and a concave or diverging lens. In each lens, when refraction occurs, light bends towards the normal when entering the lens and away from the normal on leaving the lens. In ray diagrams, a convex lens is represented by the symbol of a vertical line with arrows at each end pointing outwards, and a concave lens is represented by the symbol of a vertical line with arrows at each end pointing inwards. Parallel rays of light focus by a convex lens. The rays converge on a point called the principal focus. The principal focus of a convex lens is the point through which light rays parallel to the principal axis pass after refraction. There is a principal focus on both sides of the lens. A convex lens focuses rays sometimes from an object to form a real image. A real image is formed when light rays converge to a point. A real image can be projected onto a screen. Rays come to the lens from all angles, but there are three rays which can be used to locate the image. We can predict the path of these rays through the lens. The first ray is a ray parallel to the principal axis on the left, passes through the principal focus on the right. The second ray is a ray passing through the centre of the lens that does not change direction. And the third ray is a ray passing through the principal focus on the left and emerging from the lens parallel to the principal axis on the right. There are three points in which an image can be described as. It can be described firstly as real or a virtual. A virtual image can only be seen by one person. The rays appear to diverge from the image and the image cannot be seen on screen. The second point of description can be if it's upright or inverted. And the third point is whether it's magnified or diminished, meaning it's smaller than the object. An image with a convex lens could be described as real if the rays meet, inverted if it's upside down, and diminished if it's smaller than the object. We can find the image by using only two rays as well. To find the magnification, you can use the equation magnification equals image height divided by object height. You can also use a convex lens as a magnifying glass. an object is placed inside the focal length of the lens. The focal length of a lens is the distance between the lens and the principal focus. Now, when the rays are refracted, they do not meet. When an eye looks at these rays, they appear to come from a point further behind the lens, and the object appears magnified. The image can be described as virtual, upright, and magnified. Concerning a concave or diverging lens with refraction of light, rays parallel to the principal axis diverge as if they have come from a point behind the lens. This point is the principal focus of the lens, but it is a virtual focus because the rays appear to come from it. A ray diagram for concave lens is different. One ray passes through the centre of the lens without changing direction. A second ray, parallel to the principal axis, diverges as it has come from the principal focus. An eye looking at these rays sees a virtual image. Wherever the object is, the image seen through a concave lens is always virtual, upright, and diminished. Each colour within the visible spectrum has its own narrow band of wavelength and frequency. You can use the spectrum to show that the range is between 400 to 700 nanometers. Reflection from a smooth surface, such as a mirror, in a single direction is called specular reflection. Reflection from a rough surface causes scattering. This is called diffuse reflection. The colour of an opaque object, which does not allow light to pass through it, is determined by which wavelengths of light are more strongly reflected. For example, a blue object looks blue because only blue light is reflected. All other colours are absorbed. An object which reflects all wavelengths equally looks white, but an object which absorbs all wavelengths completely looks black. Objects that transmit light are either transparent or translucent. A transparent object allows us to see clearly through it, like glass. A translucent object allows light to pass through, but we cannot see objects clearly through it. Some plastics and frosted glass are translucent. A filter only allows a small range of wavelengths to pass through it. For example, a green filter only allows green light to pass through it, and it absorbs all other colours. A red filter allows red light to pass through, but the red light cannot pass through the green filter. So a red object viewed through a red filter looks red, but the red object looks black when viewed through a blue or green filter. You can feel infrared radiation when the sun shines on a warm day, or you feel the radiation when you put your hand in a warm oven. All objects emit and absorb infrared radiation, no matter what their temperature. The hotter the object, the more radiation is emitted per second, and at high temperatures, some energy can also be emitted as visible light. The shorter the wavelength of infrared radiation, or visible light, emitted from an object, the hotter its temperature. A perfect black body absorbs all the radiation incident on it. A perfect black body is also the best possible emitter. An object at a constant temperature is absorbing radiation at the same rate as it is emitting it, assuming there are no other energy transfer processes. The temperature of an object increases when it absorbs radiation faster than it emits it, and the temperature decreases when it emits radiation faster than it absorbs it. The temperature of the Earth depends on the rates of emission and absorption of radiation, and the reflection of radiation into space. During the day, the clouds reflect some of the radiation before it reaches the Earth's surface. At night, the Earth cools because radiation is emitted and not absorbed. Now the clouds keep us warm, as the clouds absorb some of the emitted radiation. Thank you for listening to this recap revision podcast on waves.